manager. Let's head up to Sydney and head across the bridge to Charlie Gardner, who is the Sydney Swans general manager of footy, who joins us on the line. Charlie, good morning and welcome to the Breakfast Club.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're well. How are you? How's the week been up in Sydney, considering your opponent changed, I assume, very late Sunday night and early Monday morning?
Yeah, that's right. We got news pretty early on Monday that, and a heads up late on Sunday that there'd likely be a change to the fixture. I think the good thing for us is we were coming off a 9-day break anyway, so there's not too much of an impact preparation-wise. And we've had a few days to put some preparations in place to fly up to the Gold Coast on Saturday morning.
So, Charlie, potentially, if the change hadn't happened, you were going to have crowds this weekend?
Yes, we were looking at crowds at the SCG, yeah.
Wow, we long for those days now.
I know. It is quite a strange experience. Now, Charlie, tell us about the preparation, how it's had to change, because obviously I imagine for your opposition analysis and that sort of stuff, it's all squeezed into 5 days now rather than probably 4 or 5 weeks that you've been spending on playing the Ds. How does that all change?
Yeah, our opposition analysts had to pivot pretty quickly and get into the Eagles. But, you know, they all watch a lot of footy and are monitoring trends in the game. And so they've just got on and rolled their sleeves up and got into it. You know, it's obviously not ideal, but I think everyone in the industry understands the environment we're working in, and we've all just got to be adaptable as an industry and individually, all the clubs and the coaching panels, you know, we're just keeping an open mind at the moment. And I guess it is a level playing field in the sense that everyone's in the same boat. Everyone has the same lead in, and we've just got to get on and do our best.
Have you been given any indication about whether there might be a New South Wales hub coming up shortly? Because it does seem that a lot of the Victorian clubs might leave and head into state to avoid all the lockdown restriction rules that are applied when you come from Victoria.
We haven't as yet, but I understand that that's one option that's being considered with the border restrictions in the other states, that New South Wales remains open and a suitable place to for teams to play and spend time, either travelling back to Queensland or to other states. So I understand that's one option on the table, but we haven't had anything confirmed as yet.
Charlie, how's Buddy going? Is he back training, or what level is he at yet?
He's back running on a low load, bearing Alter G at the moment. So he's just getting back going. He's still got a way to go. I think he's 4 to 5 weeks into his rehab. The strength, the leg strength part of his program is really important at the moment. And so he's working through that. And it's probably a bit too early to say, what a return date looks like. We've really just got to see how he goes over the next couple of weeks.
And Tom McCartan, he missed last week with concussion. Is he a chance?
Yeah, he eased into some training this week. It's just one we've got to watch and see how he responds to the lift in intensity this week. I know he trained yesterday. We'll just have to assess him. We've got our main training session on Thursday, so we'll know more after that.
And poor old Sam Naismith, I mean, it's just makes you cry watching that. How is he, and what's the future hold for Sam?
Yeah, it was devastating for Sam. He's done a lot of work to get right after initially doing his knee back in March 2018, I think it was. He played some games at the back end of last year, got back and played some reserves games, and was looking forward to a big season. Unfortunately, the shutdown probably came at the wrong time for him. He was one player that could have used the continuity of training and being in an elite environment and just some consistent training. So that was That was unfortunate for him. He's doing well in the circumstances. He's had a fair bit going on himself in the last couple of months with the passing of his sister, which I think probably given him some perspective as well. So, we're just supporting him as much as we can and getting around him. He'll get on with his recovery. I think he can do that as quickly as possible, and then look at what contribution he can make for the rest of the year to the team. But I think he's looking ahead and looking to get stuck into his recovery.
Charlie, how much harder is that recovery in these isolation type times where you've got to try and stay as removed, obviously, from everyone else as possible?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that is one issue at the moment that all clubs are grappling with, is the dislocation of the playing group and the training program, which is confined more or less to small group training. So that's one thing that everyone's dealing with at the moment. But you know, we're aware of it and making sure that we regularly check in with all our players. We've just got to find different ways to do that. It's not always face to face.
Charlie, thanks for your time this morning. All the best this week in the trip up north, and you might be staying in Sydney for a little bit of time after that, so enjoy some time, hopefully, at home over the next month or so.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Charlie Gardner there, Sydney Swans General Manager of Footy, Luke Park.